It took less than a day to disable Yemen's air force. And yet, the siege of Yemen entered its fifth year on March 26. Fittingly, the anniversary was marked by the bombing of another hospital, another war crime. News writers call this a Saudi-led war, sometimes an intervention by a coalition led by Saudi Arabia, draping a cloth over the active, knowing collaboration of France, the United Kingdom, and the United States with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf Cooperation Council. From the day this began, the United States was an active partner. President Barack Obama threw America's support behind the coalition without consulting Congress. We joined them, providing arms and targeting assistance, and we refueled the planes that pounded Yemen without cease and without regard to civilian life. We bombed hospitals, marketplaces, houses of worship, and schools. We dropped American-made munitions on a wedding and on children. We have not conducted legally required investigations into likely war crimes, but we're only getting started. A blockade of Yemen's ports prevents rebuilding and blocks humanitarian aid. 22 million out of a population of nearly 25 million require aid. Famine and cholera are spreading. Save the Children estimates 85,000 young children have died from malnutrition. The United Nations calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is no war. No conventions, no proportionality, no coherent purpose, no distinction of combatants from non-combatants prevail here. What could any participant in this annihilation feel they have achieved? President Obama said it was about Saudi security and keeping Iran in check. His successor, President Trump, rolled back rules on disclosing civilian casualties and boasted of a $110 billion arms package with the Saudi kingdom. Shall we then frame this as economic development, a jobs program? Or shall we call this an annihilation, the creation of nothingness? As a place inhabitable for human society, Yemen is being reduced to nothing, her 25 million inhabitants of little more concern to us than ants. For a global power that often lectures about values on the world stage, we exhibit a revolting nihilism with respect to Yemen. We cannot hear the bombs or the cries, but the annihilation changes us too. Notwithstanding a recent effort to pass a war powers resolution in Congress reining in this policy, what kind of moral atrophy was required for members to permit this to continue for 4 years? With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.